I just recognize that it's 8:04 and we do have a member of the public. Matthew, did you want to make public comment tonight?
I do actually have one public comment tonight.
Okay, then we'll stop this. Ted, I have you on stack. You have technically 30 minutes, I think, but...
Okay, so explain to me, what is the real report? Why did it transfer? What's the problem?
And most of it, doing it. He's saying they don't need to do that because we have a
report. That's what I just said. And you just tell me for the minute.
All right, come to order, everyone.
Okay. Minutes,
you know, in response to public comments that were made by Don Freeman to meetings ago, and I make this appeal based on the LSV duties G to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners and communities served by the station. The comment was made by Don Freeman that the Americana format was a gateway to get listeners to our HD stations and our other programming, which to me translates to getting white people to listen to the station so that maybe they'll listen to some of the black and Hispanic and other programming. That is not the way that this should be handled. This is not the path that should go down. You should be having a way more diverse programming to invite all people to share in all other people's programming, and it is definitely within the board's duty to make sure that that happens. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm going to let Ted, you have the floor right now.
I will only speak to this later when we're talking about the whole issue of public comment, not about specifically December.
Thank you. So here's what I think we should do, and y'all let me know. I don't know how to do this, but I think we should not approve these minutes. They have a lot of corrections to make, and we can give PK another month to submit us draft and proposed minutes, read them this time, and make these corrections before you get here so we don't have this discussion again. Joseph, I'd also like to refer this issue of public comment and minutes to the Governance Committee. Is that within my rights to do that? Do I need a second for that?
No objections.
Are there any objections? Okay. Thank you. So I'll let PK know about that. Now we're on to the January delegate session. The minutes were written by Ted. Are there any corrections to those minutes?
Which month are we
talking about? Yours, 110, our first ones this year.
Okay.
Yes? Joseph?
The date says Friday, January 10th. It says 2017.
Oh, that's probably my fault, Ted.
Down
Sorry.
The page, the first line after roll call, motion by Joseph Davis to accept resignation of Robert Mark. Was to seat him and Robert Mark and seat Rick Potter. The next person. My motion was to do both actions, not just to accept the resignation of Robert Mark.
Can you make those corrections? Are there any other corrections? Okay, we approve those minutes with given those corrections.
I have a request for information.
Yes.
This whole idea of approving these minutes, and there is, I think in the Pacifica bylaws, and I know in Robert's Rules of Order, it says that you're supposed to have a file at the stations where people can physically look at this legacy of meetings, these minutes. Has that ever been done?
I can't
yes.
speak to that.
I remember Robert Mark having like a file with all the cards. Yes.
Well, the secretary last year was Deb Shafto. Have all of the minutes that were approved from January through whenever,
July.
Were they placed in a file that is a part of a earlier file that was that is at the station.
As to my knowledge, the chair last year never called for the approval of minutes.
The minutes from January to July were.
From January to July?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't here. I didn't know about that. I will get those minutes together and take them to the station.
Okay, so maybe y'all could coordinate about how to get that binder together. Is that okay?
Sure.
Joseph?
I just wanted to point out that currently on the KPFTX, there are several sets of minutes that have been posted but are not approved.
We're going to fix that, but we have to do this first. Okay. We're on J, January 1/24, posted by Ted. Are there corrections to this set of minutes? Bill?
Well, again, there's details on public comment there that on the starting on the bottom of page 2 to page 3. This should be removed because I agree with what you were saying earlier, reading from Robert's rules. That doesn't belong in the minutes. This is to be a record of what the members of the body, the board, decided, not what other people commented about. I think it's really contrary to Robert's rules to include that. And if we don't have verification that all these were exactly what the people said, then I have a problem with that also.
Okay, I'm going to let you speak to this, Ted, but first I just don't want to be misquoted. I read from Robert's rules to show that this is a muddy issue because Robert's rules doesn't speak to public comment. It speaks to what the members say.
Well, right.
And what we say shouldn't be in the minutes, but it doesn't have anything about public comment. So it does not give a decisive answer. So I don't want you to quote Robert's or me as giving a decisive answer about this issue. It's a complicated issue, and I don't think there's a clear answer. Ted.
In Article 2, Section 6 of our standing and special rules, it says something that we've never done, almost never done. At LSB regular meetings, interest cards will be made available with a place for a written statement summarizing a person's public statement. And if requested, the card will be made part of the record. Also, the speaker would not be identified by name unless he/she wished. The spirit of this is what I have done. I've already said what I've done.
What did you do?
I typed up what I thought people said while they were saying it. I got their email addresses. I sent it to them. They made slight edits to what I wrote, they sent it back, and that is what appears in these minutes. To suggest that this organization dedicated to free speech wants to silence what people say during public comment is totally antithetical to the values of this foundation.
I don't want us to get into a debate about whether or not public comment is in this. I've already referred it to the governance committee. Right now it's a muddy issue. Right now we're just going to vote to approve or disapprove. If you disagree with how Ted did the minutes, vote against it. Yes.
Correction. Same thing, 2017 is 2018. And I did want to say specifically, I did read those. In fact, it was Bill who pointed out that I had paraphrased in my previously August 8 minutes, and when I read Ted's minutes, I do think that he was not paraphrasing, he was quoting. So.
All those in favor of approving these?
First of all, my name, please. My name. I did correctly. But the second thing, I have a question. We have something, what are you doing, Jim Krafka with excuse absence? Nick Economidis, I'm sure that we have more absence than three. We are in the same situation. Do we have records from all of them?
We do.
Okay.
And they probably shouldn't be excused.
And what about Nick Economidis?
I think his should be excused, if I'm not mistaken.
It seems like this would take a long time to figure out.
So
can we put this off to next month, too?
No, we can vote on, and then if we have correction, we'll send it back.
Okay. All those in favor of approving these with the corrections of date and Adriana's name, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed? 1, 2. Okay, so these are approved, and the attendance needs to be looked at, I guess. So,
what's the
point of order?
8, 2, 4.
2. I know. Okay. Welcome. We already did public comment because we only had one person, but we have 15 more minutes left, and you could take more. Would you like to speak?
Sure.
For public comment? Okay. Sure. Come on up whenever you're ready.
Well, sorry I'm late. I had a service that just got out, so I raced over as fast as I could.
Usually you would be fine, but...
Okay. I'm Evan McClanahan. I have a show on HD3 on Thursdays. It's called Sin Boldly. No, I don't encourage people to sin. Much less boldly. It's from an old Martin Luther quote. Anyway, I guess there's just been kind of something on my mind. I've done the show for almost 3 years. I started in May of whenever, almost 3 years ago. And, you know, there's kind of just a technical point I'd like to make and then maybe a larger, kind of a bigger picture point. But the technical point is that in the HD3 channel, I feel pretty well ignored. There's never really been any conversation about, well, how's the show going? Or what's going on with the show? Or, I mean, if you do a show on HD3, you know that only about 10 people listen, okay? So it's kind of, you know, well, demoralizing. So, you know, everyone that does an HD3 show, though, has the idea of maybe being on the major 90.1 FM band. I mean, that's kind of why we're there, to learn the craft, to learn how to do a show, to get to know KPFT, to prove that we're worthy of a time slot and so forth. But no one's ever come to me and said, you know, what do we need to do to work with you to have a time slot on 90.1 FM? Again, it's virtually, you know, just being ignored. Seems like if you want to use HD3 and you want to use it well, it should be the training grounds for future talent. You know, KPFT, if you want to find new people or diversify your audience and your hosts and so forth, use HD3. I mean, what do you have to lose? Only 10 people listen anyway. So, you know, use it, you know, see if they show up on time and train people and see if they can book guests and stuff like that. But talk to them and say, you know, I think just not long ago there was like 7 openings for shows. No one ever came to me. I've been there 3 years. I seem like a kind of a, you know, like someone like who's within the KPFT world, and they might say, you know, maybe you could try this, you know, or something like that. I'm not bitter about it or anything. Just a technical observation. The bigger picture, though, is that maybe because I'm a Lutheran pastor and I do a relatively conservative kind of Christian approach to political, economic, social issues, well, maybe we don't want that on KPFT's airwaves. Okay, fine, but my point then would be, you know, if KPFT wants to expand its audience, it needs to diversify its audience. You know, I mean, you don't want to just be the echo chamber for all people progressive. You don't want to become more and more and more progressive to where your audience becomes smaller and smaller. Have a broad audience. Have debate programming. I reached out, for example, to a Unitarian Universalist minister who agrees with nothing with me to do a show together, a kind of constant debate, a constant back and forth, a kind of religious way to look at issues. I mean, she's more in favor of abortion than I am, I can tell you that. LGBT issues, the whole bit. But hey, KPFT is free speech radio, right? It's about the debate. It's about different points of view. Mm-hmm. And so I pitched that show, didn't get sent 2-3 emails to the interim manager, never heard back. Finally had to talk to him the other day because he happened to be at the station the same time I was, and it was no go, we're not interested, etc. So, you know, I think the bigger picture for KPFT, because I think KPFT is a lot of opportunity, I think it's really interesting place to be. But I think in the long run, if you want a more diverse audience, if you want a bigger pool to draw funds from, etc., you know, you don't want people like me to feel like they're hated by KPFT's, all of their hosts. Have some people that represent another point of view. And if you don't want them sounding off like Rush Limbaugh or something, okay, have a debate program where there's a give and take right there, you know, or something like that. So I guess I just kind of wanted to vent a little bit, and I apologize, but I have been there 3 years. I've tried to do the best show I can. I put it out as a podcast. You can all listen and critique or whatever. So anyway, just wanted to say that. I don't know what the solution is. I don't know if there's like a programming committee to talk to about possibilities. I think maybe one of these days that was going to happen, but right now there's an interim manager who won't even entertain the idea. of a path forward. What's that?
You can be on the program.
I'd be on the programming committee if one exists. So.
Okay. Thank you. Board members, can I remind you a few things? When the public is speaking, we don't interrupt them and we don't talk back and forth with them. And we also don't side talk when anyone is speaking. So let's respect our public and respect ourselves. Just so you know, on our agenda, and the agendas are back in the red folders back there, we do have something for program council. So I hope we get there. Jerry, did you have a point of information?
Yeah, point of information. Under, where does it say you can't talk to a person who's in the audience?
It doesn't.
Yes.
Where does it say? I don't know. That's just what I've...
That was a decision that was made a long time ago. We said public comment is not to antagonize because you can agree or disagree, but the back and forth is never a good idea. The public...
Why is it never a good idea? I mean, look, I'm sorry.
We're out of order right now. Adriana, we're not on our agenda. This is a great thing to refer to the governance committee. So if you have a question about this rule, we don't have time to talk about it right now, Jerry.
You instructed me that I was out of order by talking to them, and I'm asking you on what basis, and now you can't provide it.
That's true.
That's the fact.
Point of Joseph? Are you aware that it's a standing custom? No, it's just something we do. We don't have to have written rules. It's something we've been doing forever. And so we have a rule. That's
well,
but
it's a rule.
Madam Chair,
we don't have time to debate this.
But it didn't write.
We need to move on with our agenda. We're moving on to consent items. We have 10 minutes for this. Come to order. I have one motion that was sent to me as a consent item from the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee. It's on your agenda. I'll read it out loud. To better inform the public of organizational meetings, the LSB recommends that two LSB members each month take responsibility for making a PSA announcing a calendar of weekly meetings, B&B LSB committees, with each calendar running Monday through Sunday, four times daily at different times, morning, afternoon, evening, night, and including directions for joining the mailing list to receive meeting announcements. That's a lot of words to say that two of us would sign up each month to go to the station weekly and make a PSA that records all the meetings for that week so the public knows what meetings are going on. Is there a second to this motion?
I have a point of information.
Is there a second to this motion?
Second.
Okay. Point of information.
My question is, I don't see in the motion, is the general manager or the program director agree or please?
Point of order.
No. This was from the committee. Joseph. That answers your question.
No.
Joseph.
No. This is a consent item. Any objection by any single member means it goes to the normal committee reports. And it will be processed there, not here at consent items.
So it moves to 7G.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll come back to it. Moving on to standing and special committee reports. You'll notice that this looks different than it has in the past. I've restructured this part of our agenda and just to be what we need to do. And then E, question and answer, will be the time when we can talk to committee chairs and ask them questions because they've all already been asked to submit written reports to us, so they don't need to make oral reports. So the first thing on this item of business is to approve chairs. If you look at your blue sheet in your folder, on the back of the page is all the LSB committees. And right now we have a few elected chairs we need to approve. Robert Gardner and PK McCary are still conveners because their committees haven't met. But Outreach elected Nancy Saibara Naratomi, Development elected Ben Perido, Governance elected Joseph Davis, Technology elected Matthew Moore, MSRC elected Rita Washington, and then the CAB, I'm not sure how that works into this situation. And then Ted is the convener of the Town Hall Committee. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve all of those elected chairs. Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection?
No.
Okay, so we'll wait on Building and Finance and Town Hall to see if there's a different chair that we need to approve. The next step we need to do is I got some requests both from individuals and committee chairs for unexcused absence approval in order to make some of these members who missed the first meeting voting members because they said they requested an unexcused absence. I put this in the column on the right-hand side so you can see all the members who are requesting approval. There's one error here. Venetia is also requesting approval for the outreach committee. So she should be both in outreach and development. So just to clarify, Venetia is requesting membership in voting membership in outreach. Bill, Hank, and Venetia are requesting voting membership in development. And Adrian is requesting voting membership in MSRC. And Mary Ann sent me, she'd like us to approve Joel Smith to be on the CAB. Is there a motion to approve? Is there a second? Can I just process this a little bit first? Is there a second? Is there an objection?
I want to know before.
Do you have an objection?
Yeah, I want to know before.
So speak.
These members are asking for an excuse to be members. Did they do according to the bylaw? They send before the meeting. They sent. They were members last year, and they sent a request.
I know Venetia, Bill, Hank did. Adrian, do you want to speak to your situation?
Sure. I wasn't aware of the meeting, so you can't ask for an excuse absence if you're not even aware of the meeting. So I'll speak to my situation right now or later.
Go ahead, speak.
So for the standing and special rules section 2, subsection B, I'm within my rights to request an excuse absence from the first MSRC meeting, so that I can continue to be a voting member on the committee. I joined this committee last year, and when I joined the board, and from the moment I joined, I've been working toward its many goals. And as Bill stated in his email to the LSB on February 12th, many people, including myself, were unaware that the first MSRC meeting was taking place, because notifications of this meeting were not mailed to the LSB. There may be something wrong with the MSRC listserv as well. I know that I never got notified that way, and I've duly made the technology committee aware that that might be a possibility, and they're looking into it. So considering the circumstances and my desire to serve and the fact that I would not have missed this meeting had the meeting been noticed like all the other meetings had been in the past, I'm asking the MSRC, I actually asked the MSRC to grant me the excused absence at the February 12th meeting, and that was voted on and granted. So now I'm requesting that the LSB formalize that decision from the committee.
I have a point of order.
Yes,
Justin. And I specifically want this recorded for the minutes, because for years, in the time I've been here on the station, we have this tradition of if you show up or ask for the, and what we've been doing is we present a request for an excused absence at the first committee meeting. And that has been my understood application of how it works. In other words, it is in fact a custom, because in fact,
can I interrupt you just for a second, because I tabbed this for everyone in the red folders. It's the yellow post-it if you want to follow along with what Joseph is reading, I assume. On the standing rules, the yellow post-it will guide you to what he's referencing.
In the book. Oh,
okay.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No problem. Once an official point of order is made to a custom, then in fact there is a rule that differs from it. The custom falls and the rule has to apply. That's our bylaws. And and what it says specifically is to allow people who have a compelling reason for missing the first meeting of the year to request an excused absence at the next meeting of the LSB, which this is, so they can maintain membership. There are no requirements. There's no you have to send an email at a certain date. All you have to do is get an excused absence at this meeting, and that continues your membership. And I ask everybody's forgiveness that I was just as guilty of that following that custom as everybody else. Thank you.
Adriana.
Okay, first of all, I want to point some things that were not exact. I send a copy. We talk in our LSB meeting about the next meeting on MSRC, and Dan was here, and I sent to her, I forward to her the email that the whole LSB received saying when the MSRC meeting will be. It's not that it wasn't there. I agree. She doesn't receive it, she didn't hear, that's okay. I agree with Joseph that we have in our standing rules, the last sentence is a compelling reason. Me personally, I agree that she really, you know, I don't want to do it do exception when we like people or we don't like people. We are talking about compelling reason. For me, dropping the ball is not a compelling reason. That is the only objection that I have. I agree that according to our special standing rules, she has the right in the first meeting of the LSB to ask for an excuse absent because she was a member last year of that committee. My only problem is that it's not a compelling reason for me when you drop the ball. I mean, it's a problem of personal responsibility, but that's the only thing. The rest, I don't have any problem.
Adrian? As stated, I never received the notice. I was through all of my emails. I didn't receive it, period. So I don't know if there's something, I don't know what, she sent me an email that apparently was sent out to some people.
No, apparently.
You're interrupting.
Don't go back and forth.
You are interrupting.
Adrian has the floor. Adrian has the floor.
I was unaware, and therefore, anyway, I think Joseph covered it. I'm within my rights to ask for it. The compelling reason, if you will, is because I definitely would have been there in that first meeting. I want to serve. I've done the work. If that's not compelling enough, I don't know. I mean, that's very subjective. So if you'd like to find that uncompelling, don't vote for Adriana.
Okay.
I move the previous question.
Point of
that
personal
means we
privilege.
Vote, correct?
No, right. If it takes a second. If it gets
a second.
If the question gets a two-thirds vote, then we vote on the subject matter. But right now, do we close the debate? That's what we're voting on.
Yes.
All those in favor of closing
the debate. Hand vote.
All those in favor of closing the debate, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed? 1. So debate is closed. We're going to vote to the motion on the floor is to approve the committee membership of these people in these committees. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Okay,
yeah,
so
for dividing?
It's too late, Adriana. We just voted on the motion.
It's not too late to ask for a division.
We just voted.
It was unanimous.
I mean, it
doesn't matter. She has the right to ask for a division.
Is there a second for the motion to divide?
We don't need a second. Remember, what's this?
Okay.
Point of information. This is ridiculous. Can you ask to divide a motion that's already been settled?
Joseph?
We were a bit hasty. We have to acknowledge anyone in this room's rights to procedure. We can't say the basis
rights. Adriana, how do you want to divide the motion?
Like I said, we can vote one by one. I have only an
objection. I need you to tell me how you want to divide the motion. Adriana has the floor.
Madam Chair, can you stop?
You're out of order. You're out of order.
What I said is all the other people, that's why I asked for
can you just tell me how you want to divide the motion?
Every person by itself. We have
all right. All those in favor.
No.
All those in favor of Venetia being on the outreach. All those in favor of Venetia being on the outreach committee say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. All those in favor of Venetia being on development, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. All those in favor of Bill being on development, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
All those in favor of Hank being on development, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. All those in favor of, let's do this one, Joel Smith being on the CAB, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
All those in favor of Adrian being on MSRC, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay.
Abstain.
Say nay.
Nay.
Okay. They're all approved.
May I have a point of information?
I'm going to ask you a question.
What is your point of information?
Well, you approve a member here that we have certain requirements for the CAP.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what I'm saying. When we talk about this and we put it all together, we have a problem with that.
We didn't. We just separated it, Adriana.
No. For CAB, we have a special requirement. Anybody know about that? No.
No.
I think we shouldn't go like that. That is my only problem with that.
So what is your motion?
That we know who are we approving.
Make a motion, Adriana. What should we do?
This LSB should vote in a member knowing who he is, what he does, and they are saying here, where are the minutes?
Are you rescinding our disapproval? I need you to make a motion. Are you rescinding?
We cannot approve something that we don't know.
So rescind it. Make a motion, Adriana. Can you make a motion, please?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second to rescind Joel Smith's approval on the CAB? Is there any objection?
Why are we doing this? We're wasting all the time keeping people off of committees that want to help the station.
Can I ask a question?
Can we stop for a second? I don't know the requirements to be on the CAB.
Point of information.
So, stop. Just a second. Let me finish talking. It doesn't seem like everyone here knows the requirements. Stop interrupting me. Put your hand down, please. Where can we find this information, Adriana?
We have some in the standing rules.
Can we?
Yes, and some in the CAB, in the requirements, and what the CAB is.
Great. They're all, stop. They're all in our folder. Can we postpone this till Adriana can find the rules?
They're not in some rules, by the way. The standing rules are there.
Then someone took them out. I will fix that. Can we just postpone this and move on with our agenda until we know the rules? To be honest, there's a table for next meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection? Okay. I also, we'd have to know the rules and we'd have to know Joel Smith, and I don't know Joel Smith.
Thank you.
So,
yes, point of order.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's tabled to the next meeting. Do you still need to speak?
Well, I was just going to say, I happen to know one of those rules, and that they cannot be an LSB member. And I guess it's rather obvious,
one of the rules.
But there are some rules. And I concur with Adriana,
okay,
and I think that what we need from him is some kind of resume or that satisfies those issues that they've brought up.
Okay.
Who is Joel?
I will take this on. I will learn the rules.
Please.
I will reach out to Joel and get evidence and come back with it at the next meeting.
Thanks.
Is that okay with everyone? Okay. I'm sorry for that. Let's go to membership approval. We need to approve the membership of the meeting. I've listed all the membership that was reported to me. Nancy sent me her list after I printed this, so I'm just going to read it and you can write it down if you'd like. For outreach, she had Teresa Allen, Joseph Davis, Anissa Faruqi, Robert Gartner, PK, I can give this to you, Ted, Carol McGregor, Matthew Moore, Ben Perido, herself, Nancy, Wendy Schrell, me, Casey Sinclair, and Ted Weiskel. It seems like the CAB, have these people, can I just, point of information for y'all, have these CAB members been approved in the past?
Yes.
So we could move forward and approve them again? Is that?
Point of order.
I thought we were on outreach.
Point of point of information.
Yes.
We don't even know who is on the cab.
I got this email from Marianne Martinez, Dwayne.
Okay.
Yes.
I still don't know.
I thought we were
on. Yes. Still making sense. Adriana.
Last year.
Adriana has the floor.
Last year, the year before, we had the same problem. We asked the chair to present, the cab chair to present the minutes, to tell us and to set, and I showed to them because they said that they cannot.
Can I interrupt you? And can you just tell me, do we need the same documentation for these people that I'm going to get from Joel Smith, or have y'all already seen it?
Yes.
You need it?
No. Some of them we never got.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then let's table all of the cab approvals. Is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes.
And that is, the cab is not a committee of the LSB.
That's right.
Why it has a separate set of procedures.
Yes. But it's a special committee.
It's not a committee of this LSB.
Do we have to approve their membership?
Yes. Yes.
So this process. So we're going to table that all. So we're just looking above the bolded special committees at all the membership I've listed for the LSB committees and the one I read out for outreach. Is there a motion to approve the membership of all of these members?
So moved.
You didn't have my name on outreach.
We just put you on, Venetia. We already approved you in the last business.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry. Not for outreach. You want to be on outreach.
Yeah, I'd ask for an excuse to outreach.
Okay. Bill just said he'd like his, he's requesting approval for outreach too. That was the conversation we had 15 minutes ago. Are there any objections to him getting approval to outreach?
Does he have any competitive reason why he didn't?
It's the same as development. We just approved him for development. He's a new
member. I'll second.
I do have a reason, but I mean, what are we fussing
over this?
What's your reason, Bill, in 30 seconds?
Okay, first, there was a PMB meeting called that night. I couldn't be both places, okay? The Outreach and Development Committee met at the same time as a special PMB meeting that was called. It was on a Tuesday, the first Tuesday in January. Secondly, the meeting wasn't even legitimate because it didn't have 7 days' notice. It was illegal per the bylaws and the CBB rules. So we shouldn't be counting an absence on that meeting against anybody.
Joseph.
Thanks for gave me a TX, so it was properly noticed. However, I'm supporting you for getting membership.
Is there anyone who objects to Bill? Pay attention to me for a second, everyone. Is there anyone who objects to Bill being on the outreach committee?
No. He said.
Do you object, Adriana?
All right, now. Don't get out of order.
Adriana, do you object?
Yes.
Does anyone object?
No.
Okay, Bill is on the outreach.
Madam Chair, can you ask Rhonda to start using that language?
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't hear her. Can you call a point of order next time?
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the membership of all the LSB committees. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any objections? The membership is approved.
Thank you.
Now we're moving on to budget approval. Nick and PK are not here.
We need them.
So should we table this to next month? Okay, are there any objections to that? I know it needs to happen, but okay. We have 10 minutes left, and we have three things left to do in this section. Can we do 5-minute question and answer? Are there any questions for the committee chairs or committees? I don't know how many chairs we have here. We have a couple.
I just have a quick one for governance. When do you meet?
The next scheduled meeting is February 28th.
February 8th?
28th.
Oh, I have that wrong back there. Sorry.
What?
Okay.
28th, February 28th.
Where will you meet?
It'll probably be 7 p.m.
At the station?
No, it won't be at the station. Ben Boudreau is actually acquiring a location now.
It'll be on KPFTX.
As soon as he gives me the address and we confirm the reservation, I'm going to post the address on KPFTX.
I put the meeting dates back there for all the committees that are upcoming. I have governance wrong, so I'm glad you corrected that. Bill?
Thanks to the people who sent out written notes or reports, but the MSRC and the development one, only part of it got sent to us. It's one page of it. It's cut off. So can you resend it, whoever?
It's my fault. They sent a whole report, and I had technical problems. So I will resend that. Thank you for asking. Any other questions? Okay. Moving on to F. That is mine. That's my motion. I will read it. I move to allow the LSB chair to organize a 3-hour orientation training for the chairs of LSB committees in order to improve their facilitation, communication, and adherence to organizational rules and expectations. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection?
Do we need a date?
I was thinking March, but I need to talk to the chairs.
Where do you have in mind?
Is there an objection?
No.
Okay. It passes. Yeah. We can talk about it later. I love. Okay. And now we're on to G, which is the ARDC consent item that was moved down. It was formerly 6A. I'll read it out loud. To better inform the public of organizational meetings, the LSB recommends that 2 LSB members each month take responsibility for making a PSA, announcing a calendar of weekly meetings, P&B LSB committees, with each calendar running Monday through Sunday, 4 times daily at different times, morning, afternoon, evening, night, and including directions for joining the mailing list to receive meeting announcements. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection? Is this an objection? I will speak for the motion, I guess, because I was there, if that's okay. The Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee is concerned with the makeup of our committees and that the committees need to be representative of our city and our listeners. We feel that one huge step in getting that to happen is making sure announcements of our committees are happening on air, and it's in our bylaws that they need to happen 4 times. There are specific rules, and this motion adheres to those rules. So we just thought it would be, we don't want to put more burden on people at the station to make these PSAs, so we thought 2 board members a month could kind of share the weekly task of going in, recording a PSA, like Wednesday there's building committee, Tuesday there's MSRC, if you want these announcements, sign up on this listserv. Just a quick PSA that airs 4 times a day for that week, and then the next week would be an updated PSA. And I have a sign-up sheet for us if the motion passes. Is there some, you want to speak against?
Yes. I don't know if it's totally against. The only thing I agree should be that. My only concern is we need to be sure when we ask for things, we can ask, because according to the FCC, the general manager and the program directors are the one that are responsible and the only one that can say yes or no to whatever is there. I agree with you 100% that need to be done, but sometimes when emotion looks like we are imposing something, I think that we should. You should talk, obviously, to the general manager and tell him the situation, and probably he will say yes, but that is my only concern.
Is there anyone on staff?
I'm staff.
Dwayne.
If you take in consideration what Adriana said, but as a caveat there, that the foundation's responsibility, and here the local LSD being the eyes of the PNB and the foundation, has a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that general manager is doing what he's supposed to do as it relates to informing the public and a cross-section of the public. So while we can't tell the general manager what to do, we can cite the fact if he is not being consistent with the FCC laws and CPB laws as it relates to fairness, all communities included, and et cetera. If he's in violation of it, we have a responsibility.
Robert?
This isn't an objection, rather more an observation, and I don't know. You said this adheres to some rules, and I don't know how specific you were being, but my point is that And we're kind of low on perhaps the underwriting PSAs, but squeezing four times a day, every day of the week, might be a little bit difficult. Okay. The rate of this just bothers me a little bit.
Okay.
The frequency of the rate.
Joseph, could I ask you to look up the rules for meeting announcements?
Specifically, I'm reading that from right now, Article 7, Section 6, Point D.
Bob, says, Joseph is speaking to your point.
Where it says notice. Now, this is specifically under LSBs, so it's actually notice for our meetings. So, and state management is supposed to respect the bylaws. What might work is if we had a mixture of committee meetings and LSB meeting announcements. But that's what there is specifically. Article 7, Section 6, Point D is the section in our bylaws that refer to notice that is required.
And what does it say?
That four honor announcements made during prime time on the radio station on four different days, beginning whenever feasible, at least 7 days prior to the day of each meeting, shall be considered adequate notice.
Okay.
Point of information.
I'm on stack here.
So just to maybe be exquisitely clear, are you saying then that this would only start 7 days out, even though it's a calendar, or is this going to run every day of the month?
The motion from the ARDC was that it would run every day.
Of the month.
Yes, with updated
calendar.
Yes. I'm on stack. One, I wanted to speak to Adriana's comment, and then I can't speak anymore. We put recommend in there. So it does say LSB recommends.
Oh, that's strongly recommend.
Yeah, so it's we tried to address that point. Ted?
Yeah, I strongly support the general concept of this. I just have a couple of concerns. One is that the people making these on-air announcements should either be members of this body who are programmers or the people who make these announcements who are not programmers need to be aware of the fact that if their voice occurs multiple times over the course of the next 8 months leading up to the elections, they will become programmers because their voice will have been heard so many times that will put them in that class rather than in the class that we are in. As non-programmers.
That's not true. The fact that if you are not a programmer and you have not signed a document and you are not on the programmer's list, being on the air 15,000 hours will not make you a programmer. Further, I don't anticipate we'll have the money to have an election in 2018, so that's a moot issue.
Okay.
Now, what I wanted to say is a couple of different things about this. I think it's a good idea. We're required to do it, and I think the station manager can be counted on to cooperate, particularly when there's no personal attempt or attempt to identify personal, you know, like, I'm Deb Shocko and I'm telling you, I. You know, if we keep that clean and concise, he should have no trouble with it.
Okay. So, can I go to a vote? Is that
yes.
Okay?
One
bill, is that can we just control?
Okay.
I mean, can we just vote?
It's something else. I mean, we tell them whatever we wish.
Okay.
But
one
of the problems with the PSA, if everybody read the standing rules, or I'm the only one talking about, because we have a limit of the time that we can go in there. That's why, I mean, and we cannot, even when we are board member, we are not supposed. It's an election time. We are not supposed to be on the air and making our names be recognized. And we have a limit.
What is the limit?
Joseph?
My amendment is basically what she's saying, that we should amend this.
Joseph has the floor.
To say, just to add on, and he's to be made in respect to Article 4, Section 6, Fair Campaign Provisions.
Can you go
of the
slowly
bylaws.
First? To be made?
In compliance with Article 4, Section 6 of
the bottom.
Okay.
So if we, and I allow them to figure it out. We don't need to detail that.
Is there a second to that amendment?
I said, what is the amendment exactly?
To say, can we pay attention, we got to move forward, to be made in compliance with Article 4, Section 6 of the bylaws.
Fair campaign provisions.
No
listener board member shall make more than one PSA per month in their own voice. Oh. Yeah.
Sorry, Madam Chair?
Yeah. Can you read that? Can you show us where that is, Adriana?
Yes.
It's standing rule.
Madam Chair, there is a current member that's in violation of that rule already.
That's not on the table right
now. It ought to be. You just heard it.
So Adriana has found in the standing and special rules, stay with me, Article 4, Section 1, no listener board member shall make more than one PSA per month in their own voice, and there shall be no mention of the listener board member's name or any other personal identification on the PSA. That, the last part is null and void, but the first part isn't. So this, I guess, motion to pass, we'd have to do two-thirds vote to put the standing rule aside.
Okay.
Well, then make an amendment. I can't change it. You change it. The amendment on the floor is Joseph's at the end to say to be made in compliance with Article 4, Section 6. It was seconded. Are there any objections to that amendment?
Point of order.
Yes.
Considering what Adriana was saying, in effect, she was amending my amendment to add this to it, I think. Is that correct?
Okay. So we could say to be made in compliance with Article 4, Section 6 and...
Article 4, yes.
Article 4, Section 1.
Yeah, because they don't need to be in our voices anyway. You just make the PSA. So it could be anybody's voice.
Okay, I'm trying to understand. So the sign-up would be, I would be responsible for getting the PSA made, but it wouldn't be in my voice.
Right.
One per month?
Right.
So if I make a PSA to air all week, it would be in violation of that,
right,
wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So none of them can be in our voices. So we would just own the fact that these are made and aired.
Yeah.
We can ask the members of TCLSB, the one that are programmers, that are staff. Because this is the limitation for us, for the listeners. But the staff, they can do it.
Well, and I don't think any more language has to be changed in the motion, because it does say LSB members each month take responsibility for making a PSA. It doesn't say that their voice is on it. So are there any objections to this amendment that says to be made in compliance with Article 4, Section 6 and Article 4, Section 1? Are there any objections? Okay, so now we're going to vote on this larger motion. Bill, do you
want to
say?
I think Bob had a good point earlier. I mean, 4 per day, 6 days a week, is an awful lot of PSAs, and we're going to just turn people off. And it goes so far beyond what the bylaws and CPB say. I mean, I think it's a good idea, but this is kind of taking it to an extreme, having that many.
Okay.
The assertion that was just made, I think, is highly speculative and I think completely wrong. We are supposed to be a community radio station. We are supposed to engage the community, and for about 18 years, it has only been the board that knows about these meetings. If you want the community to engage in this radio station and donate money to this radio station, you ought to tell them that they are welcome to serve on committees. And by doing that, you're likely to get them to contribute money. We have had a downturn in donations for all of these 18 years, and I think it is specifically because we have not invited the community in the way that this motion calls for us to invite the community to be a part of this organization. And the people who have objected to this kind of stuff are really responsible for this downturn in the involvement in this radio station. In other words, helping to plant the seed of death to this radio station. This is critical, and they are wrong.
Dwayne? I certainly believe that Bill's comments about this is too many. We are a community radio station. Four announcements of 30 seconds or 60 seconds out of 24 hours. See, it's crazy to say that that's too much. And the fact that most folk don't know that we have committees, I think it would be informative. I think it would encourage people to come. Because right now they are in the light as an absence of dark. So it is asinine to say that four out of 24 hours is too much. Out of the gook that I hear all day long in terms of the...
let's vote on the motion with the amendment. We'll do voices and see how it goes. All those in favor of this motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay.
No.
Okay, it passes. I have the sign-up sheet. Just remember that you're not signing up to use your voice. You're signing up to make sure it happens. So however you do that, it's your responsibility for your month to make sure that the committee calendar is, PSA is made by Monday, so it can air Monday through Sunday. And I'll send out a sample script if you want, if that would help, just like... Here's our committee calendar. I don't know if that's necessary, but I'll remind you it's your month. Yes.
Is any need for all of us to do that? Didn't you say that you can be in charge of doing that?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Casey.
She was behind.
That I can be charged if this gets made every week? No, I'm not volunteering.
Okay, every week you need somebody.
No, every month. There will be two of you. Okay. And you can decide how to do it every month, or you could have a captain and a co-captain, or you could alternate weeks. I will send you a reminder that it's your month to make the PSA.
Okay.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, I would be willing to help co-facilitate that for every month.
Oh, great. So does anyone object to that? Let's have one person sign up per month, and Bob will fill in the second lines of every month.
Request for information.
Yes.
Was that 30-second spots? Of those four 30-second spots?
We didn't put the time of how long they are. Yes.
This may be a little stronger than a rumor, but I think they're trying to move away from 30-second. They're trying to move away from 30-second PSAs because the programmers don't note them as such, and our carts only hold three at a time.
Okay.
And it's hard to load those things up quick enough. So they're going to 1 minute.
Okay.
I think that's becoming a custom.
Okay, so we're just asking for 4 minutes, really. Okay, thank you, everyone. We are moving on.
Per PSA, it would be a 1 minute, not a 30-second.
Right.
I'm putting that in
the public comment, we've done. We're moving on to the Pacifica National Board and Committee reports. Is this correct? Yes. So here's how I'm suggesting. I reached out to all the PMB directors and asked them to submit written reports. We got some of them before this meeting so you could read. I also asked all of our representatives on the PMB committees to send written reports. I got none. But what I'm proposing is we spend 15 minutes asking questions and getting answers from our director or PMB representatives. If you want to know who those people are, I put them on the blue sheet for you so you can see who decided to be the representatives on the different committees. I suggest that we ask 30-second questions and then give time for a minute answer from whoever's going to answer the question. Is that process okay with everyone? Are there any objections?